From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Virgin Galactic space tourism rocket has crashed after taking off on a test flight in Southern California's Mojave Desert. One pilot was killed, the other was seriously hurt. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more on the project and what went wrong.
What happened was this spaceship called the Spaceship Two from the company Virgin Galactic. It was carried up on sort of a carrier airplane and then dropped off the bottom of the airplane. At that point, it was supposed to fire its rocket motor and go shooting off into space, but something went wrong, and the spaceship crashed instead.
NPR's Jeff Brumfield reporting. Hundreds of children in northeastern Pennsylvania will be allowed to go trick-or-treating after all, now that the shooting suspect on the lam for 7 weeks has been caught. Eric Freen attended a preliminary arraignment to face murder charges in the death of a trooper and the wounding of another. He's being held without bail. Here's Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
This individual has shown himself to be very dangerous, both with the rifles that he carried, the handguns, and the explosives that he had built.
Freen arrived at the Pike County Courthouse in the same cruiser and handcuffs used by Corporal Brian Dixon, the state trooper he is accused of killing in the September 12th ambush. Maine Governor Paul LePage says he is concerned that a judge has rejected the state's request to restrict the activities of a nurse who recently returned from West Africa. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports the governor says he does not trust the nurse who treated Ebola patients overseas.
The judge temporarily ordered Casey Hickox to submit to active monitoring for symptoms of the disease, to coordinate any travel with health authorities, and to notify them immediately if she does get sick. Governor LePage doesn't think that goes far enough, and he says he doesn't trust Hickox to do the right thing.
I can't trust her. I don't trust her. And I don't trust that we know enough about this disease to be so callous.
Hickox and her attorneys argue that she is asymptomatic and therefore not infectious. Hickox says she has been self-monitoring since she returned to Maine earlier this week. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Liberia opened one of its largest Ebola treatment centers yet in Monrovia, with new cases continuing to emerge at a faster rate there than any other country affected in the Ebola outbreak. But the World Health Organization says the rate of infection appears to be declining in Liberia. The number of confirmed or suspected cases to be reported since March is approaching 14,000. Nearly half of them have been in Liberia. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 195 points, more than 1% at 17,390. The major market indices are all up more than 1%. This is NPR. The UN warns the number of foreigners joining ISIS and other terrorist groups has reached an unprecedented scale, due in part to an increasingly savvy online campaign. The UN estimates 15,000 foreign fighters are in Syria and Iraq, according to a report submitted to the Security Council today. A panel of experts monitoring al-Qaeda and the Taliban says fighters from more than 80 countries, quote, form the core of a new diaspora that may see the threat for years to come. In the cutthroat world of college football, the University of Michigan's athletic director, Dave Brandon, has resigned. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports this comes after a Michigan football player was left in a game despite a serious hit to the head.
Fans watched in horror during a Minnesota game this fall as Michigan's coaches left second-string quarterback Shane Morris into play even after he was hit in the head and clearly struggling to walk. It immediately became national news, and now Michigan's president, Mark Schlissel, says he has accepted Brandon's resignation.
The injury that happened to Shane a number of weeks ago was extremely unfortunate. It's an aggressive, it's a violent game in many ways. We learned from that incident. We're reviewing our procedures.
This all comes during a national effort to reduce concussions among student-athletes. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells.
Fall's in full swing, and now it's time to fall back an hour for most of the country. The time changes this Sunday at 2 a.m., so the general advice is to reset your clock Saturday night before you go to sleep. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.